Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We're racing today at Scottsville, Saturday the 14th of June. We've got an 8-race program, 23 pentometer, 9-meter false rail, which will throw them out to the middle outside. Let's go to this program, and I think that we find a couple of goodies here. Race 1, 1220, maiden juvenile plate, 1200 meters, and I really like Duncan Hals's horse, Celestial Diamond, here. It has been backed in. And it does look like the right horse, especially with the scratching of Tulip Fields. So for me, the great start to the day will be Celestial Diamond. Race 2, maiden juvenile plate at 1200 meters. Well, the hot favorite here is the Mike the Cock runner, Gotta Go Eddie. No winners from 18 runners in his first two starts. French Warlord might be a big danger. Woodendahl's runner with Faree. Number 2, Mighty Zambezi, strikes me as a very nice each-way bet in this race, and I think will go really well. And the Centurion, Pete Buerter's horse, worth putting into all your exotics. Race 3, maiden juvenile plate, they've got 1,200 meters. The hot favorite here is Gimme Rules from the Canemare stable. The comment is their normal comment, including exotics, but it's 15 to 10 favorites, so obviously fancy, really well-bred. Lot to like about it on pedigree, but I think the value is like the fire, the Gary Rich runner. Very nice first run and looks like a big improver. I think there's a lot to come from this horse. That'll be the day. Hot favorite first time out. Blew in the betting second time. Ran a really good second. Might improve quite a lot. Well bred too. The other horse worth including Targaryen Knight, which is Richard Faree's ride. Very interesting to see Richard Faree booked to ride this. And Calvin is on Wendy Whitehead's other runner. Calvin normally gets a first choice there. Faree on a horse of Wendy Whitehead's, take note. Race 4, maiden plate, 1,400 meters. And Star in Motion looks to have this at his mercy. Got everything in his favor. This looks like a good race for him. And he's well drawn at 1, but he is 4 to 10. Captainship and Vencedor look like a dangerous. Vencedor at last gets the blinkers and might improve. Race 5, middle stakes, fillies and mares, 1,000 meters, 7 runners. I think Icy Eleanor might be the answer. She's got some classes, filly. Big Danger, Blue Holly, loves a 1,000 meter, third run after a rest. And then Convocation, shocking run in the filly sprint, but look for improvement here. Race 6, the Oaks, 2,400 meters. I'm going to put the field in. I think it's very, very difficult. The right horse looks like My Soulmate. She's got very good form. Candace Dawson's runner. World of Alice. She's obviously got to come in. She got 57.5 to carry. I thought Kimmy Everything's got a chance. Key Worker's got a chance with 52.5 on its back. She's a bomber, 53.5. Very difficult. Even Explosive Bond might come into this. That's why I'm going the field. Race 7. The Derby, a couple of horses battling to qualify for the July, 33-1 shot. Future Swing, 8-10 in the race, and so he should be. He holds this whole field on collateral form. He meets him at very good weight terms, except for Cape Eagle might be a big runner here. The other horse worth considering is Baratheon. There's also 33-1. Don't ignore his chances. He's been prepped for this race. He's had 2 runs here, and he looks like he's going for the big stairs race of July Day and Gold Cup Day, and this might be a very good warm-up for him. Holding Thumbs, the front runner, if he gets away, could be problems. Race 8, Class 4, 1,400 meters. I was very impressed with Rosh Kadesh's last run on the Poly. Came from motherless last. Ran on extremely well. Blew in the betting. The stable companion was also back. Go well. Ombudsman, have a very close look. Faree's riding this. He could be riding others. Honor the Kings. Faree rode that last time, and Fortune's on that, drawn 10. And it was back last time. Look for improvement. From me, James Goodman, all you Interbet players, have a good day.